Good afternoon, Kieran. And as you say, two serious items this weekend, and of course, a lot of attention. Hundreds of Donegal people involved in the Dublin City Marathon. 22,500 taking part. No great individual news story, but really, I used to always say that the marathon was always about taking part and about people taking on the challenge and so on. So, I mean, it certainly fulfilled that need. And as I say, many, many charities gaining so much from it, from the Donegal perspective and indeed nationally. So what can I tell you? Well, up front on the race itself, in the men's race, it was dominated by an international group of runners, Ethiopians, Americans, and then we have the Irish. And the leading Donegal leader man was Jim McCauley from Letterkenny Athletic Club. He finished 10th overall in a time of 2:17 odd, and he was fourth Irish. And then we had Owen McGinley, who finished 18th overall. He's from Letterkenny as well, of course, and he was in on a time of 2:23. I would imagine somewhere when the results are all done up and the team results are done up, Letterkenny should be in there somewhere. Certainly with the fourth finish in Irish with McCauley and the fifth or sixth finish in Irish with McGinley, you know, they're going to be in there with a shout for a team story. But in the women's, it was a 19-year-old from Limerick that actually won it. She beat Anne-Marie McGlynn, who was the defending champion from last year. Anne-Marie ran a time of 2:36.34. But interesting regarding this young girl from Limerick that won it, she only started to train basically about 6 months ago. And then she did a Manchester race, and then she did another one, and she's now preparing for Boston. With a Boston race and a Boston marathon. So interesting, a 19-year-old winning the Irish title ahead of Anne-Marie McGlynn, who, as I say, was defending her title at 2:36.34. So that was the story individually. But as I say, anybody that finishes the marathon, and there will be hundreds of Donegal people with their friends, with their families on the sidelines, they're all winners in essence. They really are all winners. So that was the story on the streets of Dublin. And then the next generation, the cross country, they on the even ages, they were in Belfast in the Billy Neal Park there, named in memory of him, who played for Northern Ireland, of course, and if I remember correctly, was a former Arsenal player. So it's in his playing fields there, named after him. And that's where the cross country was held today. And Finn Valley, as they've been doing, they just got off to an unbelievable start. They won the first four team races. There was nobody to touch them. And the day kind of continued for them like that. I mean, they got medals in pretty much every single team race. I'll go through it in a second. And Letterkenny got a team score along the way, as indeed did the Rosses. But Donegal, before I even go into the results, let me make it very clear. Donegal teams did not do well. Donegal individuals, other than Finn Valley, did not do well, other than the Rosses and one girl from Letterkenny. So really, we should be thinking about that as we go forward. But let's talk about today. Under 10 girls, Cora Clark, from Finn Valley, she won the Ulster title there. She's the Ulster champion. She beat the Rosses girl, Anya Doherty. Only 4 seconds separated them. And the story was up front, and the team was the story. It was Rosses versus Finn Valley. The winning Finn Valley team was Cora Clark, Ray Moy from Glenfinn, Enya Gallagher and Ava Coyle. They scored 30 points as against the Rosses 49, with Oma third. And then we moved on. In the under 10 boys, and the young lad from Glenfinn, Jude Martin, finished third. He led the Finn Valley team to team victory, and he was backed up by Blake Keenan, Owen Cunningham, and Daheen Bonner. Keeper Lit were second on 31 points. Valley had 6 points to spare here with Oma third. And then we moved on to that Letterkenny girl that I was talking about, Eva Marie McGillowayne. She was in the under 10 girls. She's a good athlete. She does well at Donegal, and she's done well since her early days in schools athletics. And here she is at Ulster level, finishing third individual. She was the best of the Donegal girls and in third position. Finn Valley again winning the team, led by Morin Burke, Caitlin Gillespie, Emily McBride and Erin Moy. Valley on 36 points, Letterkenny on 46, 10 points the differential there, with the city of Derry third. But nice to see Letterkenny getting in on the act there as well as Finn Valley. And then on the 12 boys, the best Donegal competitor here was from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, Oisin Gallagher. He ran well, and he came to my attention in Carndonagh, and he justified himself again today. He ran extremely well. A young fellow from the city of Derry won the race, young Jakosis. He's a Polish a lad who the family, they live down a Burnfoot area, so he runs for Donegal in this race, but he's a member of the city of Derry. He won the individual from Oisin Gallagher to Connell, and Zach McKinley of Finn Valley third. So three good young fellas there as they prepare for the national championships now, which will be held in Derry on the 23rd of November. That Valley team was Zach McKinley, Kay McHugh, Dara Coyle out from Drumkeen there, and Byron Boyle was the fourth scoring guy there, with Oma second, Lagan Valley in third. And we moved on then to the under 14 girls, and then a lovely individual performance from Kiefer McNeil of Finn Valley. Now at St. Columbus College, went to school at Dewey's, represented Dewey's with distinction in her day, but she was the only story in the under 14 girls. No teams making any impact there. On the 14 boys, it was the case of a Newcastle County Down winner with individual, that is, North Belfast winning the team. Finn Valley were second with Cian Neeson, Ava Patton, Noah Davis and Kyle Doherty, and St. Peter's Lurgan in third. Quickly on to the under 16 girls. Tara Rose Smith, Valley, was second. She led the Valley team on this occasion. And the Skillen won the actual team. And interesting, in the Skillen team, there's a Downing's connection there, as Kate Kelly, her dad is a Downing's man who used to run as well. And they're now living in the Skillen. In the Skillen winning the team, Kate Kelly was their lead runner. And then we had Lagan Valley second. Valley got into the medals as third team. And then, as I say, Tara Rose Smith, who, that's a name you need to keep in the back of your head, because she's from Valley, but she looks a really good running girl. So let's see what happens. And the under 16 boys, well, it was North Belfast winning it from Finn Valley again. Mark Alexander, Keelan Gillespie, Larkin Kelly, and David Campbell. And then coming up to the finality, under-18s, we moved to the under-18s. Lagan Valley won the team. Willowfield for second, so two Belfast clubs, and then Finn Valley third. That team, Holly McNulty, Anna Russell, Sophia Ellis, and Nia Byrne, the scoring team. So well done on that. And finally, the under-18 boys, a great individual victory from Oran McBrearty, again from Drumkeen. And he won it. Young McKenzie from Enniskillen was second. Himself and Oran, that young McKenzie lad, are having battles for years through the ages. And today, Oran looking good, training hard, all coming together well for him today. And Valley finished in third. Lagan Valley won the team. Enniskillen were second. Valley were third. Ismail Fatoun, Machine Fatoun, his brother, and Mark Cairns making up that team with Oran. So, yeah, a really strong day for Finn Valley. As I say, teams, and individuals. But even Finn Valley will look at some of the results and think, right, we need to close that gap in the older ages, one or two older age groups, with a view to getting medals in the nationals, because that has to be the target. Medals in nationals has to be the target. And Valley know that. So they'll have to regroup in one or two age groups there, and the older age groups. But they got seven or eight team medals here today, pretty much in the sharp end of the business in each and every race. And that Letterkenny team, well done to them, led by Eva Marine Bigula Wayne. And Anya Doherty with that Rosses team finishing second to Finn Valley and at under 10. But a good day for those children. As I say, it was the other end of the scale, the big attention nationally and everywhere today. Dublin City Marathon, 22,500 athletes taking part, and yet another successful Dublin City Marathon.